If you'd like to be opening your Bibles to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, we'll read there in just a moment. It is that time of the month where we have a sermon and song, and things will be just a little slightly different than we've grown accustomed to them being. I've asked men to read for us, and then we'll have songs, and instead of me providing the invitation, Norm's going to do that. And the reason why is quite clear is if you were able to get a copy of the topic that we will be using this evening to focus both the readings and the songs, I chose stories of the prophets. I did that for a couple of reasons, and I think after the reading you'll understand this. But I believe that we skip over both the minor and the major prophets in our studies. And they're wonderful for us to look at, but I will tell you, I am immensely undereducated when it comes to the value of those passages. And I think Norm and I have talked back and forth for the longest time about how valuable those passages were, and I said, you know, if I were able to put a sermon and song, would you mind doing the invitation? I'd feel more comfortable you doing that, and he said he would. So I'll be leading a song and participating in the sermon and song as a song leader, and not necessarily producing the sermon, and I hope that's okay. But as you pay close attention to the progression, what you'll see minor prophets that are mentioned in the Bible, and some of the tasks that they were given to deal with, and basically songs that reinforce the success that these prophets had, and at the end we'll extend an invitation. But what I would like to do to set up this sermon and song is to provide you with a reading, and then Dick Cheatham will have the opening prayer, and then we'll begin with our first reading, which I believe is Trey, and then so on through the program. So in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 32, if you're following along, Hebrews 11 verse 32, the Hebrew writer says, "And what more shall I say, for time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to fight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to better life. Others were suffered, mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned and they were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. All of these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was their promise, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect." We'll have our opening prayer and then we'll begin our service.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the time that we have to meditate on your word and join with other Christian brothers and sisters and attempt to get truths and promises and practical application that we can use in our lives from your word. Tonight we pray that we may give diligence to your prophets of old and the experiences they had and that they wrote down to give us insight into your wisdom and into your desire that your people should live. We're mindful of those that are not here tonight through sickness or travel. We pray that you will be close to them and they may depend on you for help. Be with us as we do offer songs and praise to you this evening. In Christ's name, amen.
This first section tonight is titled Transgression. And the reading is going to be from the book of Amos, chapter 4, verses 13 through chapter 5, verses 2. Amos, chapter 4, verses 13, and I'll be reading through into the fifth chapter to verse 2. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what are his thoughts, he who makes dawn into darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Hear this word which I take up for you as a dirge, O house of Israel. She has fallen. She will not rise again. The virgin Israel, she lies neglected on her land. There is none to raise her up.
Number 431. 431.
Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a time could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee. Yet he found me, I beheld him bleeding on the cursed tree, and my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee. Day by day his tender mercy, healing all, being all and free, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee. Higher than the highest heavens, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee.
We're going to sing number 408. Please be patient with me. I've never led this before.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See
The second segment will be one of encouragement, and the reading will come from Haggai. The verses will be Haggai chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Haggai 1, verses 13 and 14. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
O love that will not let me go.
Do mi do so. O love that will not let me go.
Number 462, God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers hear your path assail, God will
will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
The next section will be Nehemiah, building his kingdom. I'll be reading from Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 and 16. I'll be reading from the King James Version. The Bible reads, "So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all of our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes. For they perceived that this work was wrought of our God."
Number 85. I wasn't as adventurous as Jamie was when I got the song assignment, and I said, nobody in my house knew how to sing that song. I was like, Craig, can we sing this other one instead? If Marquita can't sing it, I'm not even going to try. Oh, are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the morning, bright and fair? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the heat of the noonday's glare? For the harvest time is coming on, and the reaper work will soon be done. Will your sheaves be many? Will you garner any for the gathering at the harvest home? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the still and solemn night? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, for a harvest pure and white? For the harvest time is coming on, and the reaper's work will soon be done. Will your sheaves be many? Will you garner any for the gathering at the harvest home? Are you sowing the seed
550 to make Steve comment that much more funny. This was the song that Steve had never heard. And so when I tried to switch with him, I didn't know the other song. So I decided to sing the one that Steve had never heard of, which makes me think that maybe I'm the only one that sung the song, but I hope that's not the case. But this is the song that Steve and Marquita did not know. So so here we go. For Christ and the church, let our voices ring. Let us honor the name of our own blessed King. Let us work with a will in the strength of youth and loyally stand for the kingdom of truth. For Christ, our dear Redeemer, for Christ the crucified, for the church is what it purchased. The church is holy bride. For Christ and the church we are earnest prayer. Let us follow his banner, the cross daily bear. Let us yield holy to the gospel's power and serve faithfully every day, every hour. For Christ, our dear Redeemer, for Christ the crucified, for the church his blood hath purchased, the church is holy. Side by his conquering grace, chains of self, fear, and pride. May our lives be enriched by a name so grand. Then happy the call to the Savior's right hand. For Christ, our dear Redeemer, for Christ crucified, for the church his blood hath purchased, the church his holy bride.
I'll be reading from the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3, I'll be starting in verse 5 and reading through verse 10. And I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. It says, then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. When the word reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on the ashes. He issued a proclamation, and it said, in Nineveh, by decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man, beast, herd, or flock taste a thing. Do not let them eat or drink water. But both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth, and let men call on God earnestly, that each may turn from his wicked way and from violence, from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish. When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
Number 322, bring Christ your broken life.
Bring Christ your broken life, so marvelous.
293, come to Jesus today. 293.
Do mi sol mi. Come to Jesus, he will save you, though your sins as crimson glow. If you give your hearts to Jesus, he will make them white as snow. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come get it. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come, come today. Come to Jesus, do not tarry, enter in at mercy's gate. Oh, delay not till the morrow, lest thy coming be too late. Come to Jesus, 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 come, come today. Come to Jesus, dying sinner, other Savior there is none. He will share with you his glory when your pilgrimage is done. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come, come today.
Be reading from the book of Obadiah. Obadiah, verse 2 through 4. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord.
Careless, oh, why will you linger, wandering from the folds of God? Had you not the invitation, oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face a judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by, and your life is spent in folly? Oh, prepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. If you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face a judgment, unprepared to meet thy God.
109. We shall stand before the throne, stand with all but stand alone, face at last the aged one. God is holy, bow before him, see the vindicated son, hear him say,
song of invitation in a few minutes will be number 332. Craig had mentioned to me again about doing the invitation this evening, and I've enjoyed the all of the prophets, minor prophets, a great deal, and taught these in school for several years and had previously also. And the last one that we had a reading from is the book of Obadiah. And in Obadiah, and we find in verse 1 that he says, thus says the Lord concerning Edom. Edom was Esau. Esau, the brother of Jacob. And Malachi chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, God says, I have loved Jacob and hated Esau. You know, that doesn't sound very good about Esau. But the point is that God foreknew what Esau would be like. And again, Esau and his descendants, and this is who Edom is. We find that as Israel was coming out of the land of Egypt, that they wanted to pass through this land of Edom. And we can see here, this is Edom. And again, they were coming from Edom and coming around and wanted to go through Edom, and Edom refused. So they had to pass by, had to go south of, and then eventually going east. Edom had also, in the time of David, been conquered by David. And back in 2 Samuel chapter 8, in verse 13 and 14, it says, so David made a name for himself when he returned from killing 18,000 Arameans in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons in Edom. In all Edom he put garrisons, and all the Edomites became servants to David. And the Lord helped David wherever he went. The occasion probably for this prophecy of Obadiah is the revolt or the rebellion of Edom. And in about sometime a little after 850 B.C., while Jehoram was king over Judah, that Edom rebelled against Judah and against those that were over them. We can see a little bit about Edom also, some of the main cities, and again, Petra is probably one you've heard of. Bozrah seemed to be their main city. Kadesh Barnea, again, was one that we're familiar with as Israel came out of the land of bondage or out of Egypt. But this again was the land of Edom. We can see here that in verse 2, verse 3, that as Barrett read to us, that as Martin read to us, "Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The arrogance of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rock, in the loftiness of your dwelling place, you say it in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to the earth?'" There were many that dwelled in this place of Mount Seir. And as you can probably see here, we come to the Mount of Olives. Mount of Olives, it looks down really on Jerusalem, is 2,680 feet. We find Mount Seir that it is a little more than twice that height. So they were very elevated in their dwelling places. And we also can see, and hopefully you'll be able to see this fairly well, that this is where they lived, or really was where their houses. And this is what God is referring to as their houses, and again, of where they lived and how they had been lifted up. And basically, they felt like they were impenetrable, that no one would ever come up here, no one would ever be able to overcome us. And God goes on through Obadiah and says, "If thieves come to you, they're going to continue stealing from you. Esau will be ransacked." And again, the Lord continues, "Because of your violence towards your brother Jacob." One thing that is interesting in Petra, and this may be familiar to you, in Indiana Jones, the third movie, that this is what you see right at the end of it, this rose-colored limestone that has been cut out and is very beautiful. This is in Petra. But again, what we are looking at especially is Obadiah having the arrogance of their heart and of their dwelling places being lifted up, and they thought they would never be brought down. Well, Edom does rebel against Judah, and God allows this to continue, but he says that I will take care of that. The Nabataeans began moving in a few years after this and eventually displaced the Edomites. And by 100 BC, the Edom really has no longer known among history as a nation or as a people. So we see God's prophecy comes true. It takes a few hundred years, but you know, God's prophecy always takes place. And I think we can understand and we can learn from that. The things that God tells us and reveals to us, these will always take place. Kind of like what we talked about this morning of needing a hero, of the examples that we have maybe of parents and sometimes children toward parents and brothers and sisters. Again, the promises of doing good for one another, that we will be blessed with these things. These all, again, will happen and will take place. This afternoon, if you're not a Christian, never been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, again, the Lord in his word has revealed to us what we must do. In believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized into Christ, have our sins washed away. In doing so, we have that great hope of eternal home in heaven with God and with Christ forever. You may need to be obedient to the gospel. As a Christian, something in your life you may need to change. Come while we stand and while we sing.